Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
What's poppin', y'all? Welcome back to a brand new episode of The Wrestling Takeover right here on YouTube.com, YouTube.com/PodcastJShow. Be sure to subscribe. Leave me a comment down below on this particular topic. Also, spread the word of The Wrestling Takeover on social media, Twitter at JT Takeover, Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover, TikTok.com/The Wrestling Takeover. And also, we got some big things happening that WWE's cooking up. I know they are. And I know we got the announcement of Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, but I want to let everybody know right now, I don't know if that's going to really hold the fort down. Now, I hope it is. And that's why I'm here today to play fantasy and pretty much book this whole Tribal Chief storyline, this whole a Samoan Dynasty storyline involving The Rock and Roman Reigns and other members of the family. Now, I have to finish the story. Cody Rhodes will be finishing that story at WrestleMania. I firmly believe that. Plans can change, of course. We can get a triple threat match. We can get Roman fighting on night one and night two, which I hope that's not the case. I'm not a fan of that at all. Not vibing with that. Even the triple threat crap, I'm not buying that. That does not need to happen, in my opinion. But we will see what happens. Hopefully, Cody finishes the story, and we move on from Cody Rhodes' story. I am praying that we do not get The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40. You don't need to do it. This needs to be all about Cody Rhodes, but The Rock can play a factor into this whole dynamic of himself and Roman Reigns and the whole bloodline situation. Now, I have been pitching for a very long time now that we need to get The Rock and Roman Reigns to battle at WrestleMania 41 at whatever location, if it's Minneapolis, Minnesota, if they go overseas to the United Kingdom at Wembley, or if they go to Las Vegas, which I believe they will potentially go to either Las Vegas or Minneapolis, Minnesota for WrestleMania 41. So we're going to see there what happens with that. But the end game for Roman Reigns and The Rock hopefully happens at WrestleMania 41, where they can go 1v1 with the head of the table, a tribalism thing up for grabs. Now, the reason why I'm here is because I'm playing the game and I'm listening to something, listening to a podcast, and I'm thinking to myself as I'm listening, yo, they could really have this storyline with Roman and Rock be the greatest storyline in WWE history. You know, The Rock was on the Pat McAfee show and he was throwing subliminals. I mean, The Rock wasn't playing. The Rock was in his bag. The Rock was being a heel at the press conference yesterday. He was being a heel. Cody crybabies. I chuckled. I thought that was great. And he was being an asshole, but we love when Rock's an asshole. So I think that's fantastic. I think it's great. And this heel version of Rock, this Hollywood Rock, I'm vibing with it. And I think this is what we're going to get, especially with the way Rock and Roman left the press conference last night. I thought that was tremendous. And we're in for just a hell of a ride. And when The Rock says long game, I immediately thought WrestleMania 41 in general, but we've seen subliminals, we've seen news and rumors, speculation, innuendos, all of that. And I kind of turned the page a little bit and I'm thinking, damn, are we really going to get Rock and Roman? Do we need to get Rock Roman at WrestleMania 40? No, we don't. We don't. And I'm like, we don't really need it. I mean, Cody Rhodes needs to finish his story, right? It's what everybody wants. And I hope it happens that way. You could start the Roman and Rock feud year in advance, similar to John Cena and The Rock, where those two guys started their feud at WrestleMania 27, concluded at WrestleMania 28, year-long build, and then they did the same thing heading into WrestleMania 29. So I hope we kind of take the same path with The Rock and Roman. Now, here's where the idea comes into play. I want to give you guys an appetizer before I immediately get into it now, which I'm about to. The Rock was playing a heel on the Pat McAfee show. The Rock was playing a heel at that press conference and backstage, where he was being disrespectful to, head of creative and Paul Levesque. The Rock was letting Triple H know, like, yo, listen, you either fix this or we will. Period. No subliminals, no, none of that crap. You either fix it or we're going to. So I love the way that was presented. And The Rock's in his bag right now. The Rock is pretty much playing the heel here. And what I think is going to happen is, yes, Roman Reigns is the heel. I want people to understand that. Roman Reigns is the heel. But I think at the end of the day, and what was going to happen here is, we're going to get Roman Rock, hopefully at 41. And this is going to conclude with Roman turning babyface and being the biggest babyface in WWE. And potentially have two big babyfaces, one in Cody Rhodes and the other one in Roman Reigns. Now, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is going to win this match. I would have The Rock kind of like I said, throw subliminals and try to cost Cody Rhodes the match. I would actually have Cody Rhodes kind of take out The Rock as well, too, during the match. Even slap the taste out of his mouth. Pretty much similar to when The Rock did the same thing to Cody Rhodes. And Cody Rhodes gets his revenge. You know, Jimmy Uso tries to come in, unsuccessful. Solo Sikoa comes in, unsuccessful. And we eventually get Cody Rhodes capturing the title and being the man of the WWE. I would have The Rock look down on Roman, like, live as the show's over, as the match is over. Look down at Roman in disgust and ashamed. I'm over here trying to protect you during that press conference, but you over here losing. You want to be called the head of the table. Yo, you ain't the head of the table. I'm still there. You were supposed to do a job. You are the provider for what you think is the Samoan family. Now the real king has came in to pretty much, you failed because you lost. Now I have to come and pick up the pieces because I'm the head of this family. Roman is going to take that in anger and disgust, look ashamed. He's going to get in this depression mode. Have Roman have a reality check. Like, bro, you're not who you think you are. You're not the head of the table. You're not the tribal chief. You are not supposed to wear that, that necklace that he's currently wearing. Forgot the terminology of it, but he's not supposed to be wearing that, right? And Rock takes it away from him. The Rock is the board member. The Rock can do whatever the hell he wants to do. Whatever he wants to do. So he's going to invoke his power. He put this match with Roman and did everything he could to have Roman defeat Cody Rhodes, and he was unsuccessful. So in that turn, Roman should be ashamed of himself. And this is where you start the build with Roman Reigns and The Rock. Roman Reigns doesn't show up for a while because he lost. He got embarrassed by the family. The family looked up to Roman and he embarrassed them. So the weeks, months go on. Roman creates his own bloodline and The Rock creates his own bloodline. Follow me here for a second. Jacob Fatu is a free agent. I'm predicting he's going to be in WWE when the time is right, though. Don't rush him when the time's right. Solo Sikoa is going to see the era of Roman Reigns' ways, and Solo Sikoa is going to turn on Roman to go side with The Rock. So you got The Rock, you got Solo Sikoa, and you got Nia Jax. I know Naomi is not a bloodline member and she's not a part of the Samoan stuff, but you need a female presence. And no, I'm not giving Ava the opportunity. No. Even though that makes sense. You can maybe add her. Okay, let's do that. Let's play along here. Let's add Ava. She goes with The Rock and Nia goes with Roman Reigns. So we get though, you got the female presence there. Solo Sikoa turns on Roman, sides with The Rock. We eventually get a one-on-one match between Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa this year. So you can do that. And then as the months go on, you got Jacob Fatu. Maybe he sides with Roman Reigns. We got Jimmy and Jay. Jay sides with The Rock, and Jimmy sides with Roman Reigns. So you got that whole family dynamic. You got the new bloodline with The Rock, and then you got the OG bloodline in Roman Reigns. No one's talking about this, so I'm going to do it. You have bloodline versus bloodline at War Games at Survivor Series. Don't care who wins, because this is going to be another subliminal of the build between Roman Reigns and The Rock. Now, they're not going to fight for a championship at WrestleMania, but do they main event WrestleMania? Hell yeah. You got me twisted. You guys remember when John Cena and The Rock main evented WrestleMania 28? You're going to do the same thing with Rock and Roman. I'm sorry. You got to. It needs to be safe for WrestleMania 41. You have bloodline versus bloodline. Throughout the whole year, you build it. And you build it. You have chapters of Solo's chapter. And then you got Jacob Fatu coming in. You got his chapter. He's on team Roman. And Solo Sikoa's on team Rock. You got the new bloodline versus the OG bloodline. And you culminate that at Survivor Series. Roman wants to get his championship back. He enters the Royal Rumble. The Rock is the number 30 spot. The Rock does not want to win the Royal Rumble. That's not what The Rock's memo is. This guy just does not want Roman Reigns to get another title opportunity because he feels that he's going to fail the family again and manipulate the family again. Manipulate the new bloodline. Rock eliminates Roman Reigns. He doesn't care about winning the Rumble. He just wants, his whole MO is to eliminate Roman Reigns. And that happens. And we get Roman and Rock culminating at WrestleMania 41. People came up with it, but they're not dissecting it exactly how they would do it themselves. This needs to be a part of this whole thing. The Rock is a TKO board member. This guy can do whatever he wants. He wants to protect his family. He wants his family to be on top of the WWE pedestal. Ava's going to come in. Nia Jax is going to get involved. You got Roman, you got Rock, you got Jimmy, you got Jay, you got Solo, you got Jacob Fatu. Those are the individuals that need to be obtained in this. And then you also have Rikishi, who can play kind of both sides here. Like, what are you guys doing? We're family. The Samoan dynasty, we're supposed to be together, not against each other, not blood versus blood. That can't happen. You get this thing to be graphic. Blood. Bloodshed. You do it. This is perfect. Now, yes, if you're new to what I do a lot of fantasy bookings. So this is what needs to happen. You need to do this. Set it up at WrestleMania 40 in one part of the story. The Rock is, you know, long gamer. Okay, Rock, you a long gamer, bro. You are a long gamer to not only build towards your match with Roman, but you are a long gamer to eventually have Roman Reigns as the biggest babyface in the WWE along with Cody Rhodes. Roman Reigns eventually starts respecting Cody Rhodes, and Roman Reigns is the guy that accepts that Cody Rhodes is the man. Sometime this year, Roman Reigns puts his hand out to Cody and say, "You're the guy. My family turned on me. I'm going to handle that. But I'm going to give you your flowers. You're the man to hold the throne. You're the man to carry WWE into the next millennium. You do it." This might not happen. I might be blowing smoke and that's cool. But I couldn't help it. I had a lot of this on my mind and I just wanted to come up here for a little bit and give you guys my fantasy booking on how I would do Roman Reigns versus The Rock. Let me know what you guys think in the comments down below. Let me know in the comments on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio. And again, I continue to see the love and support. I know I'm barely on YouTube and this is going to be a long transition, a long one. But I'm putting my head down and I'm ready to work. So thank you guys so much for the support. And until then, this has been Jordan Turner, the host of The Wrestling Takeover, the number one podcast, the number one audio wrestling podcast in the game today. I appreciate the support. And until then, see you next time.